Listening 27. Read and listen. The only Earth boy on planet 57. Story 3.
In class, we talked about jobs.
Boys and girls, this is a computer which can tell you your future job.
Wow! Who's the inventor who invented it?
I am.
Can I go first, please?
You like science and you love all animals. You'll be a vet.
That's a good job for Zena. She's the person in our class who has the most pets.
You're right, Ollie. I've got one of my pets here today. This is Tiddles.
Then Norbert used the computer.
You like cooking. You'll be a great chef. You'll work in a restaurant where people can eat the best food in the city.
I can't wait! The computer's right. Look! I made some bread this morning. There's some cheese in it. And there are some olives too.
Scrig and Screech went to use the computer.
Have you got any hobbies?
No.
Do you play any sports?
No.
Have you got any friends?
No. What fantastic jobs will we do?
You won't do fantastic jobs.
After the lesson, Scrig and Screech were very disappointed.
Are you okay, Scrig? Here, have some bread. Is there enough cheese in it? Are there too many olives?
No, there are too many hot chilies!
Scrig ran to get a drink.
Water!
Oh no! Tiddles!
Eek! I don't like any animals!
After school, we saw Scrig and Screech at the school gates.
Hey, Scrig and Screech! Don't be sad. That computer was wrong. Look at this, Scrig. You're a fast runner.
Maybe you'll be a sports person.
And look at this, Screech. You're good at jumping and dancing.
You'll be a great dancer.
Thank you, Ollie. And you'll be a good filmmaker.
Maybe. Maybe we'll all do different jobs in the future. But we won't forget our time here at school. We'll always be friends.